because he dodges bullets at me. Yo, what's up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of Down With The Ship. My name is Matty Mayhem, and with me, as always, is Sean, the invalid Carnage.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds negative.
So, well, it is. Invalid means you can't walk.
That's me. What's up, Raider Nation?
So, Raider Nation, we have been gone for a while, and we do have to apologize for that. I had to go into hiding after the horrible Super Bowl, where we had to sit and watch the stupid-ass, disgusting Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sorry, the Kansas City Swifts. The Kansas City Taylor Swifts win the Super Bowl. It was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. And so I had to vomit in rage, and I had to take some time to myself to kind of recover from that disgusting abortion of a Super Bowl. But we're back, because now that stupid shit is done, we are back for a brand new season of Raiders football. And at the top of the show, I had mentioned Sean the Invalid Carnage. So, Sean, what happened to your leg? Why don't you tell everybody what's going on right now? So, Sean, I'm looking at Sean right now, and his leg is literally up in a cast with a ginormous brace on. He's on a leg pillow, and quite...
fancy.
Yeah, out of commission. What happened to you?
I just did knee surgery on Monday. So this is like day four or something like that. It was a partial ACL tear, and it was a torn meniscus.
Are you out for the season?
I'm down for the season. I'm down. I should be back by training camp, though. They said I should be back by training camp.
Yeah, did they give you 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah. They did give me 6 to 8 weeks.
Did they really give you 6 to 8 weeks?
I got 6 to 8, dude. I feel like one of the players.
Hey, good luck getting a new contract, dude. Yeah. No, who's going to give you a contract with that leg, dude?
I'm bouncing back, dude. Better than before, dude. Sean 2.0, dude, coming in effect.
And why did you tear your ACL? Were you going for, like, were you sideswiped by a linebacker?
I was having some fun in the mosh pitting. What was that Adam Sandler bit with the goat? But yeah, I was at the freaking Biohazard Madball show, and I was, usually I'm cool, dude. I sit in the back at these shows and whatever, you know, and for some reason, and I'm not even a big Biohazard fan, but when they were playing, the music brought me into the pit a little closer to danger than I had planned, and all of a sudden I'm getting kicked in the knee, and I heard a pop, and then I got punched in the face right after that, just to add the insult to injury. So I dragged my ass out of the pit and to the front of the entrance of the Garden Amp here in Garden Grove, and that was a wrap.
Oh man, did you bounce afterwards?
It was towards the end of the show anyways, you know. I might have listened to the last two songs in the front waiting for my wife to pick me up.
And so your knee was jacked up and you were hobbling around for how long?
A couple of months.
Oh man.
Before surgery, I tried to work on it, and I was at work trying to do the best I could, and it just kept feeling like it was going to buckle, and so eventually I went and got an MRI, and surgery's done, and I'm recovering now, so I'll be back 6 to 8, dude, ready for training camp.
Yeah, do you have a bionic leg? Did they put a steel rod in that?
No, I mean, I think he just, like, pretty much sewed it, you know? He kind of just, like, cut out the bad and sewed up the good and then slapped me on my ass and told me to get on, boy.
Is it going to be like Rookie of the Year, where it comes back and you're all of a sudden able to kick, like, field goals, like, 100 yards?
I mean, I hope so. That would be amazing, you know? I could quit my job and just, you know, become a kicker, left-footed kicker.
All of a sudden, Sean's kicking 75-yard field goals for, like, the Chargers.
Hell yeah, dude. Shaunikowski, dude.
Shaunikowski, dude. Sean Bastion Shaunikowski.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the Raider legend.
Yeah. So getting back to the Raider football, so we are literally days away, ladies and gentlemen, from free agency, which legal tampering period starts on March 11th, which is Monday. And of course, you know, nobody signs the contracts until March 13th. But this is an exciting time. This is the first of, I would say, two very exciting times for NFL fans of these football teams that didn't get to win the Super Bowl. Although, on a side note, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but who's the last team to beat the Chiefs?
That would be the Las Vegas Raiders.
And we didn't just beat the Chiefs, we embarrassed the Chiefs.
But, you know, they said that's what gave them the momentum going into the Super Bowl, you know? Like, they took us for granted, And we went in there and spanked that ass in Kansas City. And, you know, it left a bad taste in their mouth, and they went on to win every game after that and into the Super Bowls. I mean, I don't want to say you got to tip your hat to them, but, you know, I mean, I like to be the last team to beat them. And you know what? Next season, I want to beat them twice.
Yeah, most definitely. You gotta beat him twice.
I was pissed because I was, you know, there was talk of maybe Kelce retiring and, you know, becoming a movie star. No, I made that part up. But then there was talk of Andy Reid maybe retiring, you know, and after all of it, everybody's running it back.
You know? They're going for the three-peat, those bastards.
Yeah, so it's like, damn. And the worst part about that whole Super Bowl, I didn't watch most of it. I was eating Super Bowl snacks and barbecuing and drinking beers and trying not to watch it. But the worst part is they did it in our home. You know, and that's quite embarrassing. And they were smoking their cigars in our locker room that day. And I'll never forget it. You know what I mean? It was a damn shame. It was a damn shame. But it's a new season, and we got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about, and that's coming up.
Yeah, so we have done almost an entire full circle, ladies and gentlemen. I guess this would technically count as season two of Down With The Ship. When we first started this little podcast, we started talking about the upcoming draft. I think we missed free agency last year, but this year, we're going to start with free agency because that's kind of the start of the league year. You know, there was franchise tags and all that. That's kind of the start of the league year. And of course, the Raiders didn't franchise tag anybody last year. They franchise tagged Josh Jacobs. But this year, I think they're going to try to re-sign Josh Jacobs. That's my perception anyways. They would be dumb not to, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many running backs available right now. Like, I mean, what do you do? You let him go and then sign somebody else that's like equal, or, I mean, you know, like, might as well keep a guy that's already been a Raider. What's tough in this game is he was the rushing champion a couple seasons ago, and then that's when he wanted to get paid. But it just so happened that the Raiders just franchise tagged him, and that's why he was kind of pissed and he kind of held out. And then he comes back this year and pretty much like his numbers were definitely not what they were the year before. And then he had the injury again. And then we saw the emergence of Zamir White kind of just, you know, take the threshold and show that he could. And now Jacobs, I think, is going to be looking for like a 1 to 2 year deal to kind of show what he could do again to try to get that payday, maybe from another team in the next couple years or something. But you got to prove it, you know, and so I think he's going to stay, and I would like to split it 50-50 with him, you know, keep him healthy. But, I mean, how are you going to show off your numbers, you know, if you're a part-time running back? So,
well, I think he's proven that he can't stay healthy.
Yeah,
so absolutely. I think putting him in a 50-50 rotation with Zamir White makes the most sense, in my opinion.
There's so many running backs available. I mean, Derrick Henry, where's he going to go?
I mean, he's over the hill, man.
Yeah, but he still could do some damage.
Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley. I was hearing Chargers just recently about Saquon Barkley. Interested in him.
Yeah, Harbaugh likes building around the running back.
He's kind of serviceable. You know, Barkley never really had a shot over there with the Giants. So, I mean, I don't know. He also got plagued by the injury bug too, though, right?
He did. He most definitely did.
It gets him every time. These running backs take so much damage, you know, the amount of times that they get hit after, you know, they get the ball. Sometimes, I mean, look at Josh Jacobs will get hit 7 times before he goes down. Add those hits up and, you know, eventually, you know, it's going to wear your body down.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, just taking a look at the Raiders' own players that are due to be free agents this year, we have Brandon Bolden, the old man, and I don't see them bringing him back. He was more of a product of the Patriots system.
Yeah.
Curtis Bolton, linebacker. Adam Butler, defensive tackle. I would love if they brought him back. I thought he had a pretty good season last year. DeAndre Carter, receiver. Jermaine Illuminor, who is somebody else, also that I wouldn't mind them offering a contract to. I thought he did pretty decent last year. We have Hronus Grasu, the center. Austin Hooper, tight end, and of course, you know, the emergence of Michael Mayer makes him less of a need. Jesper Horsted, tight end, of course, Josh Jacobs, we just talked about. Andre James, what do you think about Andre James? Do you think that the Raiders try to bring him back?
No, I mean, I think that I heard a lot of teams are interested in him, you know, and as a free agent, you know, he might be able to find more money somewhere else. And of course we have, you know, the rookie, Dylan Parham that can just fall right into that position. So, and I'm happy with it. You know, Matt was on here griping about getting rid of Andre James at the end of last season. So, I mean, I'm on that train and I don't know, he might get paid somewhere else and maybe he does good. Who knows?
I think he's serviceable, but I mean, I definitely think Parham did better when he was put into action. We also have John Jenkins, defensive tackle, who I think did a really good job. Jakob Johnson, do you think they bring him back? He's another Patriot, ex-Patriot.
Well, didn't they release him, and then they said they were going to bring him back, and then at the end of the season they brought him back? I mean, I guess that's just business. I guess it depends on if Luke Getsy, who, you know, we'll talk about in a bit as the new offensive coordinator, you know, if his system is kind of a system that runs with a fullback. It's kind of a lost position.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. The fullback thing was really more of a McDaniels thing. We also have Bilal Nichols, defensive tackle, another guy that I think played pretty serviceably last year. I think all of our defensive linemen really did a pretty decent job.
Yeah, we had a good rotation.
Brandon Parker, tackle, Amik Robertson, cornerback, Greg Van Roten, guard. And again, he also did a pretty decent job. You know, he's an older veteran, but he's somebody else that they might want to consider.
What do you think about Amik? You think he's going to get picked up?
I really don't. I think that when they had interviewed Antonio Pierce, and they had mentioned, you know, what he's looking for, and I think he had mentioned that he wants a cornerback opposite of Jack Jones. Jack Jones? Is it Jack Jones?
Yeah, Jack Jones.
Yeah, and God, it's been so long since we've
and
talked Raiders,
and you got
Raiders,
Hobbs
dude.
For the slot, right?
And you got Hobbs for the slot. So if you get a badass cornerback, either through free agency or the draft, if they don't, and we're not going to talk draft today. That'll be the next episode. But
Amik had heart, you know. Like, I mean, Q kept saying he kept counting him out, and he had a lot of big plays. Maybe he'll get picked up by another team, you know, get a shot over there.
Yeah, most definitely. And then the Raiders restricted free agents. We've got Tyler Hall, cornerback; Austin Walter, running back; and then exclusive rights free agents. We've got Kanai Mauga. Hopefully, I said his name right. Jordan Meredith, the guard; Isaiah Polamalu, safety; and I think definitely Isaiah Polamalu came on a little bit last year too. He flashed a little bit. But those are the Raiders free agents.
Not a lot of flashy names.
Not a lot of flashy names, but a lot of good, solid work pale guys. You know, you listen to Telesco talk, and he mentions that he likes looking for and building a team from the inside out. And so, you know, there's going to be an emphasis on both offensive line and defensive line.
I love that.
Yep.
They say build from the football out, right?
That's what you do. And so with free agency, I think as far as that list is concerned, the guys I wouldn't mind offering a contract to, I wouldn't mind keeping Illuminor, obviously Josh Jacobs. If they want to keep Andre James, it's like whatever, you know? I mean, it's like, okay, and like he at least was serviceable. I didn't mind Tyler Hall at cornerback. He kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit there, but I thought he did pretty decently. But the defensive tackles for me, you know, Adam Butler, also John Jenkins, and the other defensive tackle, Bilal Nichols. I think those three guys, I mean, you got to bring back at least two of those three guys. Because if anything, they're solid depth pieces on that line that really kind of overachieved last year, in my opinion.
Sure.
That offensive line really kind of came on strong. Not to mention, you know, I wouldn't mind if the Raiders offered a contract to Malcolm Kuntz. I know he's not a free agent this year, but he will be next year. So why not lock him up for a team-friendly deal, you know, before he becomes a monster this year?
100, dude. We have to lock that guy up.
That's what I think. Or the other thing I was thinking...
Gotta throw
as I drop my phone. The other thing I was thinking is, what if you offer Malcolm Kuntz in a package deal? Because, I mean, the guy's a pretty good defensive end.
Talking about a trade bait?
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, out of all of our players,
it's tough because, like, he's got to be, you know, Patrick Graham's got to look at and be like, look at what I made this guy do, you know? Like, he kind of put him in the right position. You saw him started tearing it up, and I don't know, maybe he's going to want him back. But I mean,
that's the thing.
Bait.
Is he a product of them double-teaming Max Crosby, and that's why he did so good? Because he's one-on-one, but if you have him try to be the guy on his own, can he do it?
I don't know. I mean, I was really liking what he was doing, you know, throughout last year, you know, particularly to the end of last year. And he was somebody that, like, at the end of last year, I was like, we have to bring that guy back. But I don't know, like, I mean, if you get good trade value, like, I heard defensive linemen that they actually look really good in the combine, you know, that we could pick up. But, you know, again, it's always unproven talent in the NFL, you know, transitioning from college. And Kuntz really kind of showed last year what he can do. And so, I mean, I don't know, he's going to look to get paid as soon as possible, probably after that performance.
So let's talk about the top three major needs that we think that the Raiders have going into both free agency and the draft, and hopefully through free agency again that starts on Monday, we are able to sign at least a player or two to kind of fill one of those positions of need. Like, to you, in your opinion, what are our top three needs right now on the team as we stand?
Well, I mean, I did hear Tom Telesco did say, like, he doesn't usually like diving into free agency and really, like, getting a lot of players, but he said that we might have to be pretty aggressive this year. And maybe, I don't know if that's aggressive to like one or two contracts and just throwing a lot of money at it, or multiple players. But like you said, I think defensive line, we could use a defensive tackle. And my favorite free agent this year is Chris Jones.
Yeah, but do we think that the Chiefs are going to let Chris Jones go? There's no way.
I don't know, man. I think he wants to. They say he wants to stay in the AFC West, you know. And man, if we could just, I want to throw all the money at Chris Jones and fill up that inside of that defensive line, and then have Kuntz and Max Crosby on the outside. And now we're cooking with grease, like Q says, you know. And I mean, what it's going to cost, I don't know, but he's the one I got my eye on that I would like. You know, he's my number one that I pick up.
Okay, and I agree with you. I think defensive tackle, actually, I think our major need is quarterback, but we'll get to that in a second. But our second major need is defensive tackle, like you said. I think that Chris Jones is a pipe dream. I would actually rather have either Christian Wilkins or Leonard Williams.
Leonard would be cool.
Right? Because Leonard Williams is a player that, coming out of the draft, he grew up a Raider fan. He wants to be a Raider, and he's wanted to be a Raider, and it's just never really worked out. But this year, I mean, I feel like all the stars are all aligning, and I think Leonard Williams has an opportunity to finally come and play for his team. And that would be great, because he is definitely he's an above-average defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's definitely an NFL journeyman at his position. I mean, this is like his third or fourth team it'll be, or something like
that.
His
third team.
So he'll come at a considerably lower price than Chris Jones. So I would be happy with that. Save the money, maybe spread it around and get a few more players.
Well, and let's also not forget, do you know who his first coach was?
Where did he get drafted?
He got drafted by the Giants. Yeah, he got drafted by the Giants, and he was a...
Patrick Graham.
Oh. Yep. Actually, stars aligned. Was he drafted by the Jets and then traded to the Giants?
I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. He played for Patrick Graham on the Giants offense or defensive line. And so, I mean, think about that. That's what I mean when the stars align. Like, Patrick Graham was his defensive coordinator, and he's a Raider fan. So come play for your team and play for the coach that knows you. That's why I think we signed Leonard Williams. I think it's a done deal, honestly.
I would like that. I wouldn't be mad at that, you know? I mean, he just looks like a Raider, too. Me and you talked about it before he got drafted at all. Me and you had him on our radar. And just the fact that, you know, he was from California or he played ball over here, right, or something. I don't know if he's from here, but he was a Raider fan. And you know what? That's what we're trying to do with this Raiders team right now, is build it with, you know, Raider mentality. And I think Leonard Williams can bring that. So that would be a great addition.
Yes, but again, I had mentioned Christian Wilkins, too. Obviously, he plays for the Dolphins, but I think he would be another great pickup for defensive tackle. So instead of throwing all that money at Chris Jones, which, you know, would be good to weaken the Chiefs and sign Chris Jones, I just don't see it happening.
Imagine a guy that's used to going against Patrick Mahomes in practice every, you know, for that past many seasons. Like, he knows what to do to get to him. He probably, you know, like, he would be a great addition. That's my guy, I'm telling you. If we somehow pull that in, Pierce is going to be working magic.
Yeah. All right, well, besides defensive tackle,
quarterback.
Quarterback is another one of our big needs. Do you see the Raiders going after a quarterback in free agency? And if you do, who do you think they go after?
Man, I keep hearing, I mean, there was the Justin Fields like thing, and it was going back and forth. And I just read recently, you know, like, somebody that used to cover the Bears or whatever was like, dude, him and Getsy's relationship, Justin Fields and Getsy's relationship is not, it's non-existent, you know? And so it's not going to be somewhere where Getsy's going to be like, hey, I got to get my guy. They're not guys. You know, so I think that rumor's shut down. I think Kirk Cousins, he would be probably the one free agent that I wouldn't mind, unless, as long as we didn't have to pay him a lot because of injury history. There's not really any free agents that really stick out to me for quarterback that I'm super excited about. I know Davante Adams kind of endorsed Kirk Cousins, but I mean, I'd rather kind of go with somebody younger. Recently, the talk about has been Russell Wilson. You know, and there's a couple teams, I think Pittsburgh's one of them, that he's going to go and do an interview with. And randomly today, I was reading that the Raiders were kind of in the mix. Maybe they're just doing their due diligence and just seeing what he would, you know, like, I just don't feel him being a good fit on their team, you know, being as much of a diva as all of his past teammates say, you know. Like, this Raiders team is kind of, we're a bunch of pirates, and Russell Wilson is the opposite of that. So I wouldn't want him, but I'm hearing talk of him. What do you think?
I think a 33-year-old Kirk Cousins who's coming off of, what, Achilles injury or whatever is the kind of guy that we want to sign. I also have no interest in Russell Wilson. Like, he's to me, he's washed. I think that the Raiders should go out and sign either Tyrod Taylor. He was over there with the Browns, right?
Yeah, he made good use of his time, too, when he got to play. He was winning games, kind of pushing for a starting position.
Yeah, and I think he did a really, really good job. And if the Raiders...
He's mobile.
If the Raiders go out and draft, you know, like a Jaden Daniels, And again, we won't get into the draft, but if they do, what a great person to learn from, Tyrod Taylor.
And that's why I would bring in a veteran. You know, obviously I'm looking for us to draft somebody young, and Aiden's young, but to have just a veteran in there, as long as you're not giving up, I mean, a rookie contract is not going to be that expensive. So if you got to spend a little bit of money on some veteran leadership, I think it's worth it. Just like you said.
And another guy that I was thinking about is the mustache dude, Gardner Minshew.
The Minch.
Yeah, dude, he's another guy that I think that if he needs to come in and start, he can. He beat the Raiders, so like he beat us last year.
Little ass boy.
Yeah, Baker. Yeah, could you imagine if that little ass boy came and played for the Raiders? I think Baker Mayfield would be another guy that I think, you know, as long as he doesn't command too much money,
they're gonna lock him up.
I know, but again, I think that those guys. I'm looking for value.
I would love Baker to come over here. That would be definitely one I would like to.
Exactly. I'm looking for value, and then. Besides those guys, besides quarterback and defensive tackle, what would you say the third biggest need for the Raiders would be?
Offensive line?
Yeah, most definitely. And so, you know, there's some quality offensive linemen coming out. Tyron Smith from the Cowboys is their tackle is a guy that the Raiders could possibly consider. We also have a need at maybe cornerback if you think that the Raiders could, you know, potentially go out and get, let's see, Will Snead is available.
Yeah, I think they tagged him.
They tagged him, but I think he was a exclusive rights, like franchise tag. So like if the Raiders sign him, then they owe like two first round draft
picks. He's good.
He is really good. And again, you're hurting a rival team. Kendall Fuller from the Commanders is also another cornerback that is available that did a pretty decent job, I think, last year. But I think Snead is the prize. Jalen Johnson just got signed by the Bears, but I mean, he would have been a great pickup as well. It's really hard with cornerbacks. You know, they get signed by teams and it's like hit or miss.
It's an important position too.
Well, you don't let your good cornerbacks leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if a cornerback's worth the salt, then why is the team letting him go?
There's been a few teams that have signed their cornerbacks that they like. I think, I can't remember who it was or whatever, but and they're always one of the first to go in the draft. But like I said, I did hear this draft is really deep on cornerbacks and there was a lot of fast guys and maybe the Raiders look for that.
I think you're right. I think maybe cornerback is something that we kind of focus on in the draft. And so we look at offensive tackle and defensive tackle and in
football
in,
out.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, they talked to Tom Telesco and they asked him what he looks for. And he said that he looks for that very thing. And AP said the same thing. I mean, these guys understand football. I think that maybe locking up our own guys, maybe making a run at the dude from the Cowboys would be potential. You know, Trent Brown, he's available.
Do you want to bring Trent Brown back? Hell no, dude. Cake eater.
Kevin Dotson is a guard from the Rams that's going to be available. The Raiders definitely need both guard positions, especially if they don't bring back Greg Van Rauten. Mike Onuwenu from New England is another tackle that is a potential free agent that they could sign. And then, of course, Robert Hunt from the Dolphins is another guard. So there is potential via the free agency avenue. But again, I think, like we've been discussing, I think the Raiders' three biggest needs, cornerback and the two lines, offensive, defensive line, those have to be the targets in free agency. And we'll know pretty quickly. I mean, like I said, Monday is legal tampering, which means that teams will start leaking who they're signing, just as long as the Chargers and the Broncos don't make big splash. Can you believe the Broncos released Justin Simmons?
I know, that's crazy.
Like I would love Justin Simmons, but it seems like all of these awesome safeties are just getting released. Is the safety position just like
it's going downhill?
Yeah, is it going by the wayside? Is like safety and linebacker just nothing positions now? Nobody wants to sign
like the running backs.
Yeah, like the running backs. You know, Patrick Queen's available.
You think the Raiders this year are going to be kind of a destination that a lot of these free agents are going to want to come play for? You know, obviously, you know, Chris Jones said something about like it was the best stadium he's been in. You know, all the state of the art technology that we have in our locker room or whatever. But we're also a team that has a new coach, new head coach, and questions at the quarterback. You know, and I wonder how much that will sway some of these free agents, you know, to other teams.
I think that the free agents are going to go where they get paid.
That's usually how it goes.
So.
But some of them are looking for that, like, hey, I just want to win kind of thing, you know, and they'll take less money to go to a team and just try to win. I don't know if any of the guys we named are that.
Are the Raiders that team? I mean, we're in a league with the Chiefs. So I mean,
no, it's gonna be rough. But there's still a lot of questions, you know. So I mean, Telesco said he wants to make big splashes during free agency, so maybe it's gonna have to be with the money. But I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. It is something to consider. I mean, I think, like, I heard Brandon Ayuk, who played with Antonio Pierce when he was coaching over in Arizona, he had said that he wouldn't mind. He wanted to be traded to the Raiders. He was pissed off after the Super Bowl because they didn't throw him the ball.
Yeah.
He would be a great...
Yeah, he's awesome.
He would be a great addition to the wide receiver room. I know we're probably going to let Hunter Renfrow go. It's probably the end of the Hunter Renfrow experiment. I'm just glad that Josh McDaniels is the hell out of the off the team. That
so
guy
nice.
Was such hey, a stupid, dumb shit.
You saw that they gave him all the players did a rating of coaches. He got the worst grade, right? Like a D+ or something.
Yeah, that guy is just the grade the A worst. Douche nozzle.
He'll end up somewhere, though. We'll see him again.
Yeah, well, he's going to... Well, actually, you know what's funny is that now that his dad, freaking Belichick, is gone, now it's like he's not really necessarily guaranteed anything.
And all he has is failed at a head coach. So, I mean, you just keep... I mean, that's kind of like the goal as a coordinator, right? And so you're like, well, I tried. I just can't quite get there without my daddy and my other daddy. My two dads, Tom Brady and freaking Belichick.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels is a...
You
grade
suck.
A bag of dicks.
L7 weenie.
Dumber than a bag of dicks. Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, really, really dumb. Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I you know, obviously the Raiders have to make some pretty smart moves. I mean, I think the scary thing is that because our position in the draft is so tentative, like at 13, we need a quarterback, and it's not a guarantee that we can move up to get a quarterback. I think that they have to consider, I mean, I think we've got to sign a veteran. So one of these guys is going to get signed.
I know, that's what I'm thinking too. They got to have a veteran. What do you think about, we haven't talked about this, but what do you think about, it was a big question, who our offensive coordinator is going to be, and Luke Getsy, coming from the Bears, you know, kind of.
We didn't talk about him last?
We haven't talked about him yet.
I thought
all.
We did.
I don't think so. Did we? Because we were waiting for all the coaches to be announced. Like, there was a bunch of coaches that we didn't have, like, before. I don't think we knew Patrick Graham was staying.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't know. I felt like we haven't talked about coaches or not. I mean, you could add this out if we have, but.
Yeah, I'll have to. But I think as far as the new coaching that we got, I think his staff is okay. I'm not really like necessarily stoked on it. Like that Scangarillo guy that they hired as a quarterback coach, I know he's failed everywhere he's gone. So it's like, well, I mean, that one kind of sucks. As far as Luke Getsy is concerned, I'm going to hope that, his issues in Chicago were because of Justin Fields, and that's why...
Or the head coach,
and that's why the Bears don't want Justin Fields anymore. I have to hope that AP knows what he's doing, and I have to hope that Lou Getsy is going to be the type of coach that is going to lift up his team, because, again, with AP being a defensive guy, Lou Getsy is the one calling all the shots on the offense, and, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we all know AP... He wants Jaden Daniels. I heard even, I think it was like JT the Brick on Raider Nation Radio was like, it's no question, like the Raiders want Jaden Daniels, Pierce wants Jaden Daniels, Raider Nation wants Jaden Daniels, and it's like, when you're going into the draft, there's going to be smoke screens and whatnot, but I feel like the relationship between Pierce and Jaden Daniels is so close that he's not going to pump him up like that and be like, hey, we're really not going to draft you though, we're going for somebody else, you know? Like, so I feel like it's true, and we're just showing our hand, and I mean, that can't give us any advantages when it comes to this draft, and I wonder why they did that. But my question is, Luke Getsy, who do you think his quarterback is? You know, like maybe based on his scheme and the top quarterbacks that we have coming out, who would you kind of like put to Luke Getsy? You know, because obviously Getsy's and Pierce gonna have to come to some sort of agreement, but Getsy might be like, this is my guy, this is the guy I want.
I think Getsy's gonna work with any quarterback that's mobile. I think that he, you know, he could work with Jaden Daniels, he can work with Drake May, he could work with Caleb Williams, he could work with Bo Nix or Michael Penix, like I think, or J.J. McCarthy. All of those quarterbacks, the reason why they're heralded so high is because they're all mobile quarterbacks with good arms. So all of them have that escapability that Aiden Concrete Shoes O'Connell doesn't have. So I think that any of them would really be fine.
So it won't be a struggle power, you know, as far as who they're going to choose. They're just going to find the best quarterback available at the position.
Yeah,
they can get.
Honestly, I don't think we're going to get Jaden Daniels.
Man, it'd be so tough, dude. I honestly, I'd be really, really surprised.
Dude, some team would have to like the Raiders would have to give up just a king's ransom. Some team would pull their pants down in order for the Raiders to get Jane Daniels.
And I did hear, because, I mean, we were kind of looking at, like, number three as far as the Patriots, and I just saw the Patriots are kind of shopping Mac Jones around to other teams that are interested in him. So, I mean, obviously, if Mac Jones gets picked up, you know, from another team or traded, then Patriots are for sure in a quarterback, and they're not going to want to move down. They're going to get their guys. So then all the quarterbacks, you know, you get, all of a sudden you're going to have, like, three, four. I think it'll go three quarterbacks, and then Arizona will pick up, Marvin Harrison Jr. or whatever? Yeah. And then maybe another quarterback after that.
I know.
It's going to be the quarterback, like, express.
I'm worried that the Vikings and the Broncos are going to move up ahead of the Raiders and take Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy and or Michael Penix and leave the Raiders with nothing.
Well, who's got more trade value, you know what I mean? And obviously the Broncos pick is ahead of the Raiders, so that counts, but maybe you throw in some players.
Yeah, let's go back and discuss the game that we were all stoked that the Raiders won. And I was like, dude, Sean Payton is trying to lose this game, dude. And here we are. That's so stupid, dude.
Well, the Broncos are getting rid of a lot of players too right now, you know, so it looks like they're almost in rebuild mode in a way.
Doesn't it feel like they're doing what Gruden did and McDaniels did? Like, I'm going to come in and just get rid of all your good players.
Get rid of everybody.
So stupid, dude. Like, they'll get rid of Judy. Maybe they'll get rid of Surtain, dude. They never will.
I bet your interview process as a coach over there for the Broncos is like, explain to me how you're going to beat the Raiders. Because it's been so long, dude. Hey, you guys can do whatever you want. We're just going to keep whooping that ass.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, free agency, it really is, like I said, the start. It sets the tone for everything.
Stuff always pops off real quick, you know? Like, was it that Monday you say tampering begins or something?
Yep.
You always see teams making deals. They're unofficial deals, but you're like, they're done. They're pretty much done. Until they're not. You know, we've had a few of those ourselves, you know. What was that Ram that we picked up that one time? And it was Stafford or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. But we gave him all sorts of money, dude. And then he failed the physical. And then he back on the Rams.
Yep.
But you never know. But it is fun. You know, football season's, it's a new season's among us. And let the excitement begin. You know, you start to see and all the pieces fall into place. And again, the draft is like kind of the cherry on top before it goes to just silence before training camp. But free agency, man, I'm excited.
But it's, you know, it's exciting working up to that point, though. After the draft. So, I mean, now the draft guides are coming out and everybody's hoping. I mean, it's like waiting for Christmas to come. Everybody has their wish list and the Raiders are usually disappointed. So
I know.
Hopefully we're not disappointed this year because we have Tom Telesco. I will say, Tom Telesco, when he was with the Chargers, would always draft the guys that I wanted the Raiders to have, so maybe this year will be different.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, as far as free agency is concerned. Remember, Tom Telesco also signed Khalil Mack, so maybe Harbaugh will get rid of Mack and bring Mack back to the Raiders.
Yo, I swear, whoever makes that Mack back to the Raiders move, especially after his production, Raiders, if Pierce pulls that off, man, it's the biggest F you to Gruden. And then, like, Raider Nation was so pissed, so you're going to get them in your corner. Like, somebody needs to make that move.
Seriously.
But, I mean, I don't know. I doubt it'll happen, but it would be cool.
He's kind of over the hill, I think. Yeah.
Don't give him too much. You know, give him a little 3-year, you know what I mean, or something. But he's still putting up some numbers out there.
Yeah. All right, well, that'll probably do it for this episode of Down With The Ship, Raider Nation. Again, sorry we've been gone for so long.
Back.
I mean, it is good to be back. It feels like we haven't been, you know, we've been fairly busy. I got sick. Sean busted his knee, you know, but we're on the mend. Season 2. Sorry we didn't have that season finale that we had planned, but,
talked about doing an episode on Super Bowl and just stuff just didn't work out, so.
Nah, we had to drink beers and
watch
eat food.
And, abomination.
Yeah, and watch that stupid Super Bowl anyways.
But it's in the past.
Yeah, it is in the past. Screw you, Chiefs. We hate you so much.
Everybody 0-0 now.
0-0. All right, Raider Nation, this has been Maddie Mayhem with Sean Carnage. We'll see you next time. Go Raiders!
Peace out!